This is A-State Connections. I'm your host, Jonathan Reeves. And this is the second Saturday of the month, and Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damphis joins me for his monthly conversation every second Saturday on A-State Connections. We start by talking about the hiring of Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya, inaugural dean of the newly formed College of Engineering and Computer Science at Arkansas State. Dr. Damphis starts the interview by telling why the new college was created.
Well, actually, what had happened in the past was that we had a previous administration had decided to merge many colleges, including your college,
right,
into create fewer deans and a little bit less infrastructure. Some of those marriages are happier than other marriages, and one of the awkward marriages was combining technology, agriculture, and engineering together. And computer science was actually in science and mathematics, a different college altogether. And in many universities, computer science is part of engineering because there's a lot of crossover there. A lot of our alumni and our community partners, both in agriculture and in engineering, felt like both of them had lost their college in a way when those were combined. Not that they had gained a partner, but that they'd lost some of their own identity, I guess. And,
sure.
And that, I think that was that feeling was also experienced here on our campus, on faculty, staff, and students as well, feeling like we had lost some identity there. And there are other reasons why the marriage wasn't as successful as it might have been predicted to be. And so when I got here a couple of years ago, that was one of the first conversations I had with people, was people saying we should, you know, split up these colleges and put them back the way they were before. And it was an opportunity to do something that everyone seemed to think was the good idea, and it turns out it was, to create a separate College of Agriculture and a separate College of Engineering. But it was also a great time to be able to move the computer science folks out of math and science and put them in with the engineering folks, mm-hmm, because their work is so complementary. And we have a real interest in expanding that area as well. So you know about our work in artificial intelligence and robotics and so on. Computer science is closely tied in with that. And so we created these two separate colleges now, and we had Tim Burcham, who's a wonderful dean. We're very grateful to have him. He's an ag engineer, which is great. So he's an agriculture guy and an engineer as well.
Sure.
And so he's been serving as the interim dean over the College of Engineering for the past 6 months or so since we did this split in July. And so we had a need to go hire a new dean to lead the program forward. And so we're really excited about the new hire.
All right. So tell us about Dr. Bhattacharya, Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya.
That's great. You've done very well. I've practiced it for a long time. You know, I've got a complicated last name too, and so I'm never offended when someone says my name wrong because I'm just used to it. And he's good natured as well. So he's got a wonderful background. He has spent several years at UALR in the engineering program down there. He was their vice provost for research down there as well. So he not just focused on engineering research, but he was actually involved in all research across that university.
Mm-hmm.
Brings a wealth of experience, and including an area that I'm really interested in as well, which is steel research. You know, we have two huge steel companies in our region.
Sure.
And we would like to get, you know, involved maybe in steel research at some point. And so his background there will be very helpful for that. He's also He also espouses something that I think is so precious on our campus, the fact that our students, our undergraduate students in particular, have an opportunity to work with our faculty and doing research in the laboratory, in the field, or wherever their endeavors take them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of experience doing that. And so he will bring that experience of student research, student collaboration to our campus. And it's not something we'll have to indoctrinate him with. He will bring that with him. And he's a great leader and an incredible researcher, and trying to find someone who can do both of those things is pretty tough. But he's done a masterful job of that. In addition to that, this is what makes him a triple threat. He's an outstanding teacher as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how important teaching is to me. I teach every semester because I think it's important for administrators who have that capacity, and you teach, and so you know how important that is as well.
Right.
And to have someone who can come in here and not just be a great researcher and administrator, but also be a great teacher as well, I think that's a hard person to find, and he fits that bill very well. So so I'm just excited about his leadership here, and Abhijit is excited to get here. You know, I went through this as well. You get hired in the spring, and then you got to wait till July for it to start, and he's anxious to get going here. But we want to respect his time and his current employer, make sure that he has the capacity to complete his job there. But this summer, he'll come here and hit the ground running.
All right. And I imagine, and by the way, we'll have an interview with him next week on A-State Connections here on KASU, so you'll get a chance to be able to hear from him. But imagine that he's kind of in that excitement. You're almost like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and start moving the process forward, even though he's still with Euler in that regard.
Yeah, and he's a faithful person, which is something, another thing we, you know, an attribute we liked in him. And
yeah.
And he will continue doing his job with full gusto there, but in his spare time, evenings and weekends, and when
sure.
he's got ability, he will come up here, and he has done that a couple times already, to interact with alumni and with our students and faculty and staff. And we will see more of him over time. And you can do a lot of things virtually, too, through email and Zoom technology. We can, you know, communicate pretty easily. And so while he has time and when it's not interfering with his current job, he will be, I'm sure, thinking about this all the time. I know when I took the job, I was still doing my old job, and I did that really well, but it was hard not to be thinking about the next step, and I
yeah.
couldn't wait to get here to get going. In fact, I took a 2-week vacation between jobs. And a week after I started, I couldn't stand anymore, so I just moved to Jonesboro. I wanted to get here, and I'm sure he'll be doing the same thing.
So, and one thing I think also is really helpful is that you're bringing in someone who has spent 18 years in Arkansas, who already understands the region and understands some of the specific challenges that this part of the state has. And I think that's probably a real key as you're trying to bring more engineers into the workforce.
Yeah, that's a great point. And we were looking for someone who had regional experience, not necessarily someone from Arkansas, but someone who understood our region, and we cast a pretty wide net. It was a international search. We had people from around the world apply for the job, but his background and experience in Arkansas was played a big role in our decision to bring him to campus and then ultimately to hire him, because we are unique here. It's one of the things I discovered when I moved here is how different we are with agricultural base, with our manufacturing, especially up here in the Upper Delta. What we have here in Northeast Arkansas is really special. He will not have to learn how Arkansas works because he's been here for a while. So he'll have a huge advantage over what I had when I came here. He already knows a lot of the people that we want to be partnering with because he's partnering with them already in his current job. So that's one of the great things about hiring him is his background experience in Arkansas.
Dr. Kelly Danfus joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So tell us about what you would like to see the engineering and computer science and all that, how you'd like to see that under his leadership kind of move forward over the next couple of years.
Well, what's really important is I've talked to our local manufacturers and industry leaders and even in agriculture as well, is that we just have not been graduating enough engineering students from Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have been traditionally an ag school back from our founding, but engineering has been important here too. But it just has—we haven't resourced it well enough. We haven't provided the leadership, I think, from my office to help with that program. And we are graduating something like 70 or 80 engineering students a year, and our local industry partners are telling us they would like to hire 200 to 300 a year. And so one of his, you know, mandates will be to examine the engineering program very closely to see where we can build on strengths, where we can provide more resources to him and his colleagues, and then how we can recruit more students to come here, and then how we can make sure that we retain them and graduate them and have them be prepared for the needs out there in the workforce. Engineering has huge potential here in this area. Huge needs. Our manufacturers, our industry partners want to hire A-State grads because they want people who will come here and stay here. And if they have to hire someone from Texas to come work here, there's a risk of losing them after a couple of years because they want to go home. And so they would much rather hire someone locally, I think. And so we're partnering with local industry partners to make sure that we're hiring, that we're hiring faculty who can help us recruit students and train them in the areas that our partners need them in. You know, I was visiting Unilever recently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fascinating to watch all the different lines that they've got going, filling boxes and so on. But they had one line that was almost fully automated, where there were basically robots that were packaging products
right.
and shipping them out.
Right.
So a place that used to have 20 people working online now has mostly one person supervising machines doing the work. And that's the key role or key relationship between computer science, artificial intelligence, and engineering, mechanical engineering,
mm-hmm.
That we could play a huge role in training people to design those kinds of lines and making sure that there is ample employment for people who can do that.
Now, speaking about that, Dr. Danfus, I think it really provides us to have a good segue conversation to talk about artificial intelligence. Recently, at the ASU System Office in Little Rock, we saw Arkansas State participate with about six other schools across the state on artificial intelligence research and presentations there. Really impressive stuff coming from all the schools and also from Arkansas State. That's a huge part. And I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on the work that Arkansas State has been doing under Dr. Wong, Zhuxian Wong, about artificial intelligence and how that benefits Arkansas State.
Well, you know, Zhuxian Wong said something very something that will stick with me for a long time. She said, artificial intelligence will change human life but not replace human life. And people worry about that.
Sure.
And I think part of it's, you know, the movies, Terminator and things like that kind of make people worry about the advent of artificial intelligence. But it's all around us now. My car has a lot of artificial intelligence built into it. And so it's got adaptive cruise control because it can see when I'm getting too close to a car in front of me and it slows me down. It's got lane assist and helps me stay in my lane if I get distracted somehow and I'm drifting one side or the other. It automatically dims my lights when a car is coming approaching me. So, and my car is not very sophisticated compared to other cars that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so artificial intelligence is all around us and it's changing how we do what we do. And it's improving things. For example, some of her research allows a machine to look at medical images, which can be very tiresome. And for a doctor who's seeing patients and ordering tests and has a life to live as well, and then at the end of the day has to go back and look at all these images and try to see if there's cancer in an MRI screen, for example. Well, we can train a computer to look at those same images and flag things that look like cancer to make a doctor's life easier so that he or she can more easily identify someone who's got cancer.
Right.
And so these machines will make and these technologies will make our lives better. And so we have to prepare our students for that world. It was amazing to see those presentations, to see how far we've come and what's around the corner. In fact, I have the sense that artificial intelligence has advanced faster than we're capable of responding to it. And the only thing that's slowing down some of these advances is that people are pretty sure we're not ready to deal with it yet. For example,
sure.
Self-driving cars. There's a self-driving bus that the University of Michigan is using right now to transport people around campus. And one of the things they're doing, it's completely autonomous. The bus drives itself and people get on and off of it by themselves. And one of the studies they're doing is looking at how people are responding to the fact that they're in a vehicle that no one's driving, because humans are really struggling with this difference.
Yeah.
One of the things I also loved about that conference was the collaborative work it was taking to do these research projects. And it wasn't just collaboration between Arkansas State students and faculty working together. It was Arkansas State faculty with a UALR and a UAMS student and working together. So it was a statewide in these seven different institutions working together to do these projects. And that was really impressive to me. And mostly what was impressive was how many undergraduate students were involved in that research and what our students are being exposed to by coming to a place like Arkansas State where they can be on the cutting edge, maybe the bleeding edge of research on artificial intelligence. It's just really impressive.
And once again, another reason why the research designation and the other things we have here, it can be another way of being able to bring more people here to Arkansas State to say, look, this is what you can get hands-on here at A-State.
Well, it's one of the things you and I talk a lot about is that
sure.
we have We have had for many years a great faculty who've been doing a lot of wonderful research here. And until we had the R2 designation that just came this year that recognized that, I think it was a kind of a hidden secret here. And so that R2 designation reminds people about the research enterprise and what we do here. And those conferences and colloquia and presentations and your program, which actually highlights a lot of our faculty and what our faculty are doing with our students, mm-hmm. really helps people understand what a research university is. I think some people believe a university is just a place you go and take classes. And at a place like Arkansas State, you certainly do get the classes, but you're also generating new knowledge for the faculty that we're hiring, are generating new knowledge, creating things, discovering things about the world around us, and involving our students in that experience as well, preparing them if they want to go on to graduate school and be very successful there as well.
So before we let you run, thanks for joining us here today. How are things going so far in this semester at Arkansas State?
I think things are going very well. We've had, in some ways, kind of a tough semester with student. We had in a two-day period, we had three students tragically pass away.
Yeah.
And that was a tough start to the semester. But things are going very well. We're about to announce the creation of our steering committee for the strategic planning exercise. We've hired a consultant who will be working with us. That'll be very exciting. So the coming year, we'll be looking at defining the future for Arkansas State. And so that's an exciting process. We have narrowed down the search for our provost candidates, and we've announced those now, who will be coming in the next month for interviews. And so we're excited about that process because the provost oversees the entire academic enterprise at Arkansas State. And that will be as important as Abhijit's hire was for the College of Engineering. This will be 10 times as important because it will really guide and direct the entire academic enterprise here. And so we've got three tremendous candidates who are coming in. I'm really excited about who we attracted. We had a lot of applicants for the position.
Sure.
And the strategic plan and the hiring of the new provost, the next provost, will be important things that happen. And they will both kick off within the next month or so.
But we could not do and be where we're at without, I know, people like Dr. Lenita Cooksey, who's been the provost for many years at Arkansas State.
Yeah, and she has been a great mentor to me. She's taught me a lot about how Arkansas State operates. She's been incredible, and one of the things that's great about her is that she's also an alumnus here, so she loves this university. And so she went here as an undergrad. She went off to this other university and got her PhD at Oklahoma State. I'm not sure what's going on over there. But she came back, finally saw the light, came back, and she has been a tremendous leader through our transition, through kind of a tough period for Arkansas State a couple years ago. She actually served as the interim chancellor for a while while we waited for Dr. Whitlock to get here. And I have leaned heavily on her, and she accepted my request and almost begging for her to stick around for another year. She was thinking about retiring a year earlier, but I asked her to stick around for one more year, and she's been an incredible blessing to the university. She helped us through our accreditation process, which is very complicated, and she understands that process better than anybody and got us through not just surviving it but actually thriving through it, because we, for the first time ever, had no recommendations from the reviewing committee, who came back and said, we're doing a great job now. And so we owe her a huge debt, and we'll take time to celebrate her as she steps into the next phase of her life, retiring. And I know there'll be some jealousy of some folks as she goes on to that next part. But she is not leaving town. She's still going to be around here, and she will continue to be invested in our university.
That's Dr. Kelly Damphus, Chancellor of Arkansas State University. I'm Jonathan Reeves.